Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get to a little bit more basketball. A massive game last night. It feels like time is flying and we have barely touched on it. So let's talk about a little bit about this banger last night. It was all OKC early. Indiana kind of stemmed the tide. And then Indiana does what we've seen Indiana do. They dig in, they get some stops, they make some adjustments, and they take control of the momentum of the game. And there are a lot of heroes for this Indiana team right now. Whether it's last night, you had Benedict Mathurin, had a massive game. TJ McConnell, huge spark. And Rick Carlisle just continues pushing the buttons. The man steering the ship has made all the right moves so far. And on top of it, you got great play again from your superstars, Haliburton and Siakam. Where do you want to start?
I think I'd start with the Mathurin and McConnell of it all, because those are the guys that mattered, that the others that we always talk about. When game two is Caruso and Wiggins for the Thunder, you know, they combine for 38 points. They hit 10 threes. They give you the stuff that, you know, allows you to build the lead up in the way that you do if you're the Thunder. And I thought in game three, particularly in that second quarter where TJ McConnell just gets 5 steals.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so damn disruptive. The Pacers crank out a 40-point second quarter. They really get loose, and that's when you saw the transition opportunities, getting the early shot clock opportunities. Haliburton was just finding everyone everywhere. Everyone was finding a way to contribute. Miles Turner had not a great three-quarter run.
But was
fourth.
Huge in the fourth.
My God.
And finished with 5 blocks, I think.
I mean, that block on Chet when he closes out of the three-point line, just absolutely.
Well, and then he got him again on the back end of the play.
And you're just like, my goodness. And then Nembhard bodies Chet on a ball. It's not a 50-50 ball. It's a 20-80 ball. Chet has to come out with that ball. And Nembhard goes, nah, dog.
Mine.
Boom. Pulls it. Rips it out.
Yep.
You get, you know, the run out. And then SGA tries to go for a steal on the other side. And Siakam just slides right through and lays it in. That's ball game at that point.
By the way, on TJ McConnell, this stat from Tim Reynolds, it's the first time that someone off the bench has had a 10-point, 5-assist, 5-steal game in the NBA Finals ever.
Yep.
That impact is immeasurable for them.
And Ben Mathurin had the third highest scoring output off the bench in NBA history in the Finals. And if you look at the list of guys on that list, it is like, oh, you're talking about the best 6 men of all time.
Let me get that list for you, because I do have
Manu
it in
Ginobili,
my notes.
So Jason Terry.
Players to score 25 plus in a finals game at 22 or younger: Kobe Bryant, Tony Parker, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Ben Mathurin. That's the list.
And none of those guys did it off the bench.
Nope. They were all starters. All key players.
And when you talk about no matter what age, guys off the bench, it's the third highest scoring bench output in NBA Finals history. And the guys that are alongside him, like I've mentioned, it's guys like Jason Terry and Manu Ginobili and Sam Cassell.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, like the dudes that help win titles.
And you mentioned Terry, most points dropped off the bench, or most points off the bench in a game dropped since Jason Terry in 2011. Today, by the way, the anniversary of the Mavericks' first final.
The first final.
The first one that they won in 2011.
Okay, the one they won. Okay.
Yeah. Crowning.
So, yeah, it's 14 years ago today, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So I want to talk about Ben Mathurin, though, because he is a dude who I wasn't sure coming out of Arizona was what to expect, because he has mad game as far as just physical ability. He's got bounce, but I almost, and the guy that I kind of likened him to is a dude that I covered when I was working for or working with the Sacramento Kings, a guy that they picked up, Ben McLemore. And obviously Ben Mathurin, a way bigger and better Ben at this point in time, but his trajectory, is it just more attention on him now because he's doing it under the spotlight, or has he been doing this all along?
When you're looking at the scouting profile, and I was trying to pull up my old tweets on him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Mathurin prototype was, okay, here's this 6'5", 6'6", you know, supreme athlete. And when he had his moments at Arizona, it was pretty overwhelming at times. And you're like, yeah, I get it, but he was inconsistent. The shot was inconsistent. And yeah, he's a kid and all those kind of things. But it was like, okay, he's a guy that is going to be in the Blazers' range. And, you know, he gets taken a pick before with the Pacers grabbing him, or two picks before with Pacers grabbing him. And it was one of those situations where it was like, him and Shaedon Sharpe and Dyson Daniels were kind of in that same group of like, these are guys that have like outlier traits and skills, but sure, you just don't really know. Dyson has really delivered on his on the defensive end.
Yep.
Mathurin and Sharpe are kind of, I think, in similar molds of like
explosive offensive players.
The consistency, though.
Yeah.
But like when they have it rolling, you're like, damn. That's...
When they put it all together, the combination of talent and skill, you're like, oh, if you could bottle that up and keep doing that 28 minutes a night, that'd be awesome.
And I'm always caught off guard. Did you catch Mathurin post-game with SCP?
I did not.
So I'm always caught off guard by his voice. He's got a very
interesting.
Deep...
Where's he from initially? Where he grew up?
I think he's petitioned to play for the Jamaican national team, if I remember right.
But did he grow up in the U.S.?
I think he spent some time down in the Caribbean.
Let's find out. Canadian.
He is Canadian, but I think he spent some time in the Caribbean before going to Canada, if I'm not mistaken. Or it's either that or his parents were. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's French Canadian. He's from Montreal, isn't he not?
Born and raised in Montreal, yeah. Grew up playing ice hockey and Canadian football as a quarterback, competed for the Quebec provincial basketball team, and then joined the NBA Academy in Latin America and Mexico City. Mm-hmm. So let's see. And
very
then,
internationally traveled.
Yeah. Well traveled.
But like, so he has, you hear a little bit of the French Canadian in his voice, but like, if you've ever heard Delano Banton talk, because he talks like he's from Toronto.
Okay.
There's a lot of, oh yeah, yeah. Like there's that yes, that up and down.
Sure.
Where Mathurin's is so steady. And he's like, you look at him talk, he barely blinks. He's so stoic and such a straight line. It always catches me off guard because he's still such a young kid. And you just don't often see young kids have that demeanor. And he's pretty damn even keel. And it's almost one of those things where, like, well, Shaden's kind of the same, but it's more... even more reserved and dialed back. And you're trying, I think with both those guys, you're trying to get jumper cables on them and get them up a little bit. Right. But, you know, Mathurin's production last night was incredible. The shot making was absurd. His ability to get where he wanted, when he wanted, and play in the chaos was just everything that the Pacers needed last night. And we talk about the offense of the Pacers so much. The Pacers held the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the best offenses in the league, to 18 points in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Final 5-7 minutes of that game, OKC didn't know what to do. They couldn't get anything. Chet couldn't get going.
I think they had one made field goal in the last 5:57 of the game.
And the shots they were getting up weren't exactly great looks.
No, they were tough looks. They were closed out, hand in the face.
The Pacers were flying everywhere on a string, disruptive. Like Rick Carlisle, you and I have talked about this. Rick Carlisle and his adjustments have been obscene. The Pacers are beating the ever-living crap out of the Thunder in the second half. That's just what has happened in all these games so far. They have found a way at halftime to make their adjustments and implement them damn near perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got too far behind the eight ball in game two. If the Pacers can ever come out quick, like in game one, it was the turnovers, 19 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
Everybody talked about, well, if the Thunder had just hit their shots, I'm like, what happens if the Pacers
just
take care
of
the ball?
Yep.
This game's over.
Yep.
It's not a Tyrese Halliburton game winner necessary.
You don't need to dig yourself out of an almost 20-point hole.
No, they're running away with a game.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.